Title: Saturation Rides on Drums from Scratch Using Session View Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing something that instantly makes drum and bass drums feel alive: saturation rides. And when I say ride, I don't mean just slapping saturation on and calling it a day. I mean changing how hard the drums hit the saturator as the track moves, so the intro feels controlled, the roll feels like it's leaning forward, and the drop feels like it's pushing the speakers without you just turning the volume up. We're building this from scratch in Ableton Live using Session View, and the key beginner skill is this: clip automation. That means each clip can store its own drum intensity state, and you can launch those states like building blocks while you write. Let's set it up. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere in that 172 to 176 zone is classic roll in DNB, but 174 is a sweet spot. Now in Session View, create one MIDI track and name it Drums. Also create one audio track optionally and name it Drum Bus Print. We might resample later, but it's optional for now. Next, on the drums track, load a drum rack. Keep the sounds simple and fast. Pick a tight kick with a short tail. Pick a punchy snare. And grab some hats, a closed hat and maybe a slightly brighter hat or ride for movement. Now make a 1-bar MIDI clip. Super standard DNB skeleton. Kick on beat 1. Add an extra kick somewhere around 1.3 or 1.4 if you want a little ghost push. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Hats can be 8th notes or 16th notes. If you go 16th notes, give them some velocity variation so they don't sound like a sewing machine. Quick teacher note: don't overcomplicate the pattern yet. Our goal today is the saturation ride system. Once that's working, you can jungle it up later with ghost notes and edits. Cool. Now we want a single place to process the entire kit together. Right-click the drums track and choose Group Tracks. Rename the group track Drum Bus. Drums should be sitting inside it. This is important. Anything we put on the drum bus affects the whole kit. That's how you get that printed through a mixer vibe, and it's also what makes rides feel musical, because the whole drum picture changes together. Now let's build a clean but mean stock chain on the drum bus group. First, at EQ8, put a high pass filter at 30 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That's just cleaning rumble and nonsense. Later, if things feel boxy, you can dip a tiny bit around 250 to 400 Hz, but don't use surgery yet. We're beginners today. Simple moves, big wins. Second, at saturator, set the mode to analog clip. Set drive to about plus 2 dB to start. Turn soft clip on. Now here's one of the most important habits in audio production: level matching. Saturation can sound better just because it gets louder. So adjust the saturator output so that when you bypass the saturator, the volume feels roughly the same. Not perfectly metered, just honest by ear. If you don't do this, you'll chase loudness and think you're improving the groove when you're just turning it up. Third, add drum bus. The Ableton device. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch can be 0 to 10% if you want a little edge. Set boom to 0 for now, because in DNB it can mess with your kick and sub relationship fast. And if your hats get crispy, use damp around 10 to 30%. Fourth, add glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto ratio 2 to 1. Bring the threshold down until you're seeing about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. The goal is not to squash. The goal is a little bit of glue so the kit feels like one thing. And one more device at the end, for safety: a limiter. Set the ceiling to minus 0.8 dB. This is not for loudness, it's for catching random spikes when we start pushing drive. If it's constantly working, you're overdoing it. Alright, now we create the ride itself. Beginner option, and honestly the classic option: automate saturator drive. Before we automate, set a mental safe range, so you don't instantly overcook. Clean or intro range: plus 1 to plus 2 dB. Medium groove: plus 3 to plus 5 dB. Drop pressure: plus 6 to plus 8 dB. Insane: plus 9 to plus 12 dB, and only for fills or impact moments. If you go into that insane area, you almost always need to lower saturator output again to keep things level. Optional second control is automating drum bus drive, because it can feel more like hit and less like obvious distortion. But for now, let's keep the lesson clean. We'll mainly ride saturator drive. Now the magic part: session view clip variations. On your drums track, take that 1-bar clip and name it 01 clean. Duplicate it 3 times and name them 02 warm, 03 push, and 04 smash fill. And here's what's cool: all 4 clips can play the exact same MIDI notes, but because of clip envelopes, each clip can force the drum bus saturation to a different behavior. Let's automate. Click the warm clip. Down in clip view, open the envelopes section. In Ableton, you'll see the envelopes tab. Sometimes it's a little E icon depending on your view. For device, you're going to choose the drum bus, because that's where the saturator lies. For control, choose saturator, then drive. Now draw the automation. For 0-1 clean, keep it simple. A flat line around plus 1.5 to plus 2 dB. This is your reference. This is what normal is. For 0-2 warm, do a gentle ramp across the bar. Start around plus 2.5 dB and end around plus 4 dB. Loop the clip and listen. You should feel the groove subtly leaning forward, like it's picking up momentum, but it shouldn't sound distorted. For 0-3 push, this is where we make it breathe with a rhythm. You're going to shape the curve around the snares. A simple approach, lower right before the snare, then push right after the snare. So for example, just before beat 2, maybe you're around plus 4 dB, then right after the snare you pop up to plus 6. Then you ease down a little before beat 3. Maybe plus 5, and you do a similar move around beat 4, peaking maybe near plus 7. What you're trying to mimic is that analog push feeling, where the loud moments thicken, but you still get transient definition. For 0-4 smash fill, give yourself a 1 bar impact state. Set drive around plus 8 to plus 10 dB for the first half of the bar, then drop quickly down to plus 4 by the end of the bar. This is a really musical idea. Explode, then hand back headroom so the next section hits clean. Important workflow tip. Keep these clips looped at 1 bar while you design the envelope. This way you hear the ride instantly and you can fine-tune fast. Now we turn these clips into something you can actually perform like a DJ while you write. Name your scenes on the right side. Scene 1. Intro clean. Scene 2. Roll warm. Scene 3. Drop push. Scene 4. Fill smash. Now you can launch scenes and your drum intensity changes immediately, but still lands on musical timing. And speaking of timing, set launch quantization for predictable results. For your main drum intensity clips, 1 bar launch quantization is your best friend. For the fill clip, you might choose half a bar if you want quicker jabs, but 1 bar keeps it clean. Now, extra coach note, because this is where beginners get confused in session view, clip automation is absolute. That means if a clip envelope says drive is plus 6 dB, and you grab the drive knob with your mouse and set it to plus 3, the clip will snap it right back as soon as it plays. So pick a mindset. Either you commit to clip envelope says your performance states clean, warm, push, smash, or if you want to perform a knob live, you build a macro and map the saturator drive to the macro, then automate the macro in clips instead. That keeps your system more flexible. Now let's do one expansion that makes this feel instantly more like RealDNB and Jungle. Add a break layer. Create an audio track named Break. Drop in a break loop. Warp it. Use Beats Warp Mode. Preserve transients. Now group break and drums into a larger group called All Drums. Then you have a choice. Move your saturation chain from drum bus to all drums, or duplicate it there. The point is that now your saturation rides push both the one-shots and the break texture together. And that is where the rolling glue really starts to happen. Now let's keep you out of the most common trouble. Mistake number 1 is not level matching. I'm going to say it again because it matters that much. Louder is not better. Make a calibration scene. Create a scene called Calibrate. Let your drums play with the saturator bypassed. Then enable the saturator and adjust output until it feels like the same level. Now when you automate drive, you're judging tone and urgency, not accidental loudness. Mistake number 2. Saturating sub-heavy kick tails. It blurs low end and fights your bass. Keep that 30 Hz high pass, and choose a kick that's not a long boomy 808 tail, unless you really know what you're doing. Mistake number 3. Oversaturating hats. If the top end gets fizzy and tiring, use drum bus damp, or pull a tiny bit of 8 to 12 Khz with EQ. You want energy, not ear fatigue. Mistake number 4. Flattening your snare transient. If your snare stops cracking in the heavy clips, check your glue compressor. When you raise saturation drive, you often hit the glue harder, even if you didn't intend to. Try raising the glue threshold slightly, or increase the attack so more transient gets through. Or experiment with moving glue before saturation, if you want the gain reduction to be more consistent clip to clip. Now, let's do a quick mini practice routine you can actually finish in 10 to 15 minutes. Make your 1 bar DNB loop. Make 4 clips. Clean, warm, push, fill. Automate only saturator drive. Clean, plus 2 dB flat, warm, plus 3 to plus 4 ramp, push, shape between plus 5 and plus 7 around the snares, fill, plus 9 for half a bar, then back to +4. Then launch scenes like this. Intro clean for 8 bars. Roll warm for 16 bars. Drop push for 32 bars. Fill smash for 1 bar, then back to push. While you do this, listen for 3 things. Does the drop feel more urgent without just being louder? Does the snare still crack? Do the hats stay exciting without turning harsh? If yes, you nailed the concept. Before we wrap, here are 2 next step upgrades that still stay beginner-friendly. First upgrade, 2-stage ride. Keep drum bus drive almost constant to preserve smack, and automate saturator drive for body and urgency. That way your transients stay punchy while the groove thickens. Second upgrade, a 1-knob intensity macro. Put your whole drum bus chain into an audio effect rack. Create a macro called intensity. Map saturator drive with a bigger range. Map drum bus drive with a smaller range. Maybe map glue threshold with a tiny range. And maybe a tiny EQ shelf for brightness. Then your clips automate 1 macro instead of 5 parameters. That's how you keep it musical and controllable. Alright, recap. You built a DNB drum loop, routed it into a drum bus, created a saturation chain, and used Session View clip automation to create multiple intensity states, clean, warm, push, and smash. And now you can launch those states like performance clips while you write your arrangement. If you tell me the style you're aiming for, like liquid, jungle, jump up, neuro, or minimal rollers, and whether your drums are mostly one-shots or break-heavy, I can suggest specific drive ranges and a ride curve that fits that lane without turning your top end brittle.